Chapter 1. A Great War Ends and a New Conflict Begins. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon of April 9, 1865, a small group of men was gathered in the living room of a house in the little Virginia town of Appomattox Courthouse. They were General Ulysses S. Grant, chief of the Northern forces during the last year of the Civil War, and the charismatic Southern general Robert E. Lee, along with their staffs. In silence they sat and watched as General Lee put his signature on a simple document, surrendering his troops to General Grant and effectively putting an end to the most terrible war Americans have ever fought. The terms of surrender were generous. Lee's soldiers were not to be treated as prisoners of war, but were to go home. It was springtime, planting season. If they had horses or mules, they could take them home too, so they would have animals to pull their plows. Further, General Grant would distribute to the sick and starving Confederate soldiers food from his ample supplies. The North had won the war in large measure because it had had more food, men, weapons, and clothing than the South. The Civil War had wrecked the nation. Some 620,000 men had died, most of them young, many of them teenagers, as much from disease as from battle. The South had seen its economy broken. Some of its most important cities were in ruins. 2/3 of its railroads destroyed. Tens of thousands of farmhouses, barns, and homes had been burned. Factories ripped apart by shells. In both sections of the country, millions of lives had been altered irrevocably by the deaths of husbands, fathers, and sons. Many of those who survived had lost an arm, a leg, their eyes. In Mississippi, 1/3 of the white men of military age were dead or disabled. But serious as was the problem of rebuilding Southern farms and railroads, the nation was faced with an even more serious problem. How to deal with nearly 4 million human beings who had begun the war as slaves and were now free? At first glance, this might not seem like much of a problem. The newly freed blacks could set about doing the things they had always wanted to do, but had been prevented from doing by their masters.